Mesechtes Baba Kama, Daf Mem Gimel, 12 lines in the bottom of Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, and the Gemara brings a Braisa, and prior to beginning, let us just read the Pesukim in the Torah that speak about a Shor HaNiskal, and it speaks about a Shor HaNiskal, of course, in Pashat Mishpatim, and it starts in Perichof Aleph, Pasuk Chof Ches, and that Pasuk is talking about the case of a Tam, and the Pasuk states, V'chigach Shor Is Isha Is Isha, V'meis Sokol Is Sokol HaShor, V'lo Yeochos Besari, U'bala Shor Noki, and as we know, a Shor Tam that kills either a man or a woman is Chayiv Skila, but there is no chiyuv of kaifa, and then the pasuk continues to discuss the case of a short time. Vim shor nagachu mitmal shilsham v'hu beval v'leish merenu v'hemis ish ayisha hashor yisokel v'gam ba'alav yumas. And the pasuk finally states in pasuk lamed im kaifa yushas alav v'nasim pinyan nafshei kechol hashor yushas alav. Now Gemara begins. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the brayso v'hemis ish ayisha. The pasuk b'negei amud states that a short killed a man or a woman. Am Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva states v'chimah bazal l'mdenu. What is this pasuk coming to teach us? As im l'chayv al isha keish, if it's coming to teach us that if there's a shor that kills a person, that the owner is going to be chayiv kaifa and the shor will be chayiv skila, and it doesn't make a difference if the shor killed a man or woman. But v'digei tam, it already states ki yigach shor es isha yis isha, and therefore we already know that if a shor kills a man or a woman, that the shor is chayiv skila, and just like v'digei tam, the shor is chayiv skila. Therefore v'digei mud, there wouldn't be a difference, and the shor will be chayiv skila, and the owner will be chayiv kaifa. And therefore Rabbi Kiva teaches us elahakash ishal ish, it must be that Torah is comparing a woman to a man. And ma ish de zakav liyarsha, just like we know that when a man gets killed and the man is no longer here in order to collect kaifa, so certainly the yarshim of the man is receiving the kaifa. And we know that a person's wife is not yerush a husband, and therefore certainly the wife is not receiving the kaifa. And therefore we learn af isha nizakel liyarsha, that the same din applies to a woman. And when a shark kills a woman, and therefore the owner is chayav kaifa, and of course the woman is no longer here as she is already dead, therefore her nizakim and her kaifa would be paid to her yarshim and not to her husband. And the Gemara right now thinks that when Rabbi Kiva taught us this din, he didn't only mean this b'negei kaifa, and he meant this as a general rule, that just like a woman does not yashin her husband, therefore a husband does not yashin his wife. But the Gemara asks, v'sav Rabbi Kiva liyaris l'baal, is it true that Rabbi Kiva holds that generally a man doesn't yashin his wife? But that can't be, because v'atani, we have a b'raisa, and this b'raisa will be the sheet of Rabbi Kiva, that the pasuk says, v'yaris shoysa, and mikan sha'bal yarish ishtreit v'Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Kiva learns from here that a husband does yashin his wife. And how do you learn this from the pasuk of Yarish Aysa? And Rashi explains that since the pasuk in the Gei Yerusha states, "Vim ein achim la'aviv u'nesatmas nachlosig l'sheira akari v'lov mishpachtoi," and we know that sheira means a person's spouse, and it would seem that a person's wife does yashin him. But the pasuk says that he will give his Yerusha to his mishpacha, and that does not include his wife. And therefore, when it says sheira, it's actually going on the rest of the pasuk where it says Yarish Aysa. And as Rashi says, it's as if the pasuk says v'sheira shehi ishtoi hu Yarish Aysa, that a husband does yashin his wife, and this is the sheet of Rabbi Kiva. So how could Rabbi Kiva say over here that the nizakav would go to her yashim and not to her husband? And the Gemara answers, "Amrei Shlokish le'ama ela b'kayfa," that when Rabbi Kiva brought the pasuk of Ahimis Isha Yisha and he compared an Isha l'Ish, and he said that a husband doesn't yashin his wife, he just meant that a husband doesn't yashin the kayfa that would go to his wife. And the Gemara continues that why would it be that kayfa is different than any other Yisha? And the Gemara explains, because hoyel ve'im mishtalim el lachemisa v'havalei roy ve'in habal neitel b'roy kibimuchzik, that since the chiyuv of the owner of the shor to pay kaifa to this woman is only after she dies, therefore it's something which is roy to come to the woman, but she was not muchzikin while she was alive. And from this hekish that when makish ish le'ish b'negei kaifa, we learn that a husband does not yashin the kaifa that would go to his wife, and instead it goes to har yashim. The Gemara continues and asks, "My taima," and Rashi explains that the Gemara's question is, why is it that in kaif mishtalim el lachemisa, that we consider that kaifa is only paid to the woman once she actually dies, even though it's true that it says that the only time they chayiv kaifa is if the woman dies, neimar dekim shemdu lemisa l'shtalim mechayim. Maybe the chayiv of kaifa would already begin once we evaluate that this woman that was shtoyst by a shor is certainly going to die, and at that point it was already a chayiv of kaifa, and it would not be considered roi. And why would Rabbi Kiva be mechalit between the case of kaifa, where he says that a husband will not yashin his wife, and the rest of the case of Yerusha, where he says that a husband will yashin his wife? And the Gemara answers, "Amakra that the pasuk b'negei shor niskal states v'hemis isha isha hashor yisokel v'gam ba'al of yumas im kaifa yushas love." And since the pasuk tells us that after the shor kills the man or the woman, then the shor has a chiyuv skila, and the owner will also have a chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim, and then there's a chiyuv of kaifa. L'maisa, certainly a shor is not chayiv skila until he actually kills a person, and not only based on an umdana that the person will die, as we will see in the Gemara in Daf Mem Dal Amud Beis, that we have a comparison between the misas habaylim and misas hashor. And just like when a person kills another person, person, the only time he's chayav misa is once he actually kills that person, and therefore the same din applies b'negei ashar that kills a person, that the shar will only be chayav skila once the person actually dies. And this pasuk also states v'hemis isha isha, and only then hashar yisakal. And therefore, when the next pasuk teaches us the din of kaifa, as it says of kaifa yushasalav, it must be that the only time that the owner is going to be chayav to pay kaifa is only once the person actually dies, and therefore the chayav of kaifa is only considered ra'i. And that's why Rabbi Kiva holds that a husband will not get the yusha from his wife, as in habal noitel b'ra'i kibemuchzik. And the Gemara continues when zaken layam Rabbi Kiva, you're telling me that the only time Rabbi Kiva said that a husband does not yashin his wife is only in the case of ra'i. If so, in a case where a woman is damaged by another person, then the din should be that the husband should definitely receive the yusha, as it's not considered ra'i. And lemaisa, as we will see in the brisa, Rabbi Kiva does not hold like that, as by time we learn to the brisa, he could say isha v'yatzir odeh, if Reuven hits a woman and she loses a child and she miscarries, nice and nezik v'tzar l'isha, then the din is that Reuven has a chiyuv to pay nezik and tzar directly to the woman, would may vladis labal. However, the value of the vlad that he caused to miscarry, he would pay that to the husband. And as Rashi brings, that since the pasuk says v'chiyinatzu anoshim v'nakfu isha hara v'yatzir odeh v'lo yiyasin ani isha anesh kashi yashir lo bali isha v'nasim v'fliglim, and therefore we see the bali isha receives payment for the vlad. And the brisa continues, in a bal, if the husband is no longer around and is dead, and therefore he can't accept payment for the vlades, naisim liyarshim, then the payment for the vlades will go to the husband's yarshim, ena isha, and if this woman dies and therefore can't collect nezek and tzar, then naisim liyarshim, then Reuven would have to pay nezek and tzar to the yarshim of this woman. And the brisa continues, hoyshe shivchim in the shtachra, if this woman was previously a shivcha knanis, and now she was freed, and she gets married to an eved knani that was freed, and she is now expecting her first child with this husband, and we continue on that mem gimel amad aleph oy geyeris, or if there's a woman that just became a geyeris and she gets married to a ger, and now they're having their first child and she's expecting the first child, and now Reuven causes miscarriage, and Reuven is really chayiv for to pay for the mevlades, but as Rashi says umesu shneim, and both the husband and the wife died, and now there are no yershim, as certainly a ger and geyeris or shifcha knanis eved knani that are just meshuchra and they never had any children while they were Jewish definitely don't have any yershim. So therefore, Reuven will be potter from everything, and he won't have to pay nezek and tzar, and he will also not be obligated to pay anyone for the dmei vlades. And as the Gemara says, zacha, and as Rashi says, potter min hakol shehu koidem hoyel ve'ein lahem yarshim kol koidem b'shalhen zacha. As since they don't have yarshim, therefore whoever is koina, whatever they own will be zecha. V'zesh yesh to biyadei koidem l'chol adam. And since Reuven has this money in his hands, therefore he was koina it. Av Yisraelus mu'beres mi'Yisrael. But if there would be a Jewish woman that's mu'beres from Israel, afilu inlan banim, even if they don't have children, yesh lo yarshim liyur shchalka, certainly she has yarshim to be yashin her chelik, v'yesh lo yarshim liyur shchalkai, and he certainly has yarshim to be yarish his chelik, as we know that every Jewish person has some yarshim somewhere in the world. And Rashi points out, v'dafka nishtachra kaidim chavola, that this din is only applicable where this woman was already freed prior to getting damaged, aval hoysa shivcha kishiv chavaba, but if she was a shivcha when she was damaged, chayib akol afilu b'dmei vladeis v'yitin l'adonah, then certainly Reuven would still be chayib, and he would have to give the dmei vladeis as well as the nezek and tzar to her master. And l'maisa the Gemara asks on Rabbi Kiva, that how could you say that Rabbi Kiva is only talking about kaifa, and it's only in that case where Rabbi Kiva says that since kaifa is something which is ra'i, therefore in a bal neitu b'rei kiv muchzik, and a husband doesn't inherit the kaifa that would belong to his wife, if we see in this brisa that where does a chiyuv of nezek and tzar to a woman that ain't an isha, that if the woman is no longer around and dies, they send us liyashah, then the nezek and tzar belong to her yashim and do not go to her husband. And the Mefarshim asked that how could he ask from this brisa if l'chari this brisa doesn't say that the tan of this brisa is Rabbi Kiva? And some explain that since we already saw that Rabbi Kiva is of the opinion that b'negei kaifa a man doesn't yash his wife, so it's possible to say that this brisa is also going like Rabbi Kiva, that Rabbi Kiva would also extend that and say that a husband does not get yusha of his wife's nezek and tzar. However, the Shittim Kubetzis brings down that this brisa is actually stated by Shimon HaTimni in the name of Rabbi Kiva, and therefore it's possible that this was the words of Rabbi Kiva, and therefore, of course, the Gemara has a valid question on Rabbi Kiva, and the Gemara continues on the top of Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, as Amar Rabba Begrusha V'chinam Rab Nachman Begrusha, that both Rabba and Rab Nachman explain that the brisa is talking about a case where this woman was a Grusha, and therefore, although generally, even if you're Rabbi Kiva, there is no question that a husband will get the Yerusha of his wife's Nezek and Tzar, but over here, since they already were divorced, therefore, although at the point that she had this Nezek and Tzar, they were married, but at this point, since she's no longer married, so Rachel has the rights to the Nezek and Tzar, and if Rachel dies, dies, then our Yoshim would collect Nezek and Tsar from Reuven, and certainly her ex-husband would not have rights to have Nezek and Tsar. And the Gemara asks, Amri, Grusha Nami, Tiflug B'nei Vlodis, if you're telling me that the Brisa is talking about a case where this woman was a Grusha, so L'chair, how does the Brisa say that the B'nei Vlodis go to the husband as if Rachel and her husband are divorced? So L'chair, the B'nei Vlodis should be split between Rachel and her husband. And the Gemara answers, Amra Papa, Teri Zachsa, D'mei Vlodis Lobal, that the Teri specifically gave the D'mei Vlodis to the husband. And as we said before, since the Pasuk says, Kasha Yashus Lov Bala Isha, Afilu Bala Bezos, and even if he's not her husband and he only had beer with her, then he would still get the D'mei Vlodis. And as Rashi says, when the Teri states, Bala Isha, Aboyla Kapid, the Teri is only Makbid that he was the one that was Boyle her, and he is the father of this child, and therefore he has right to the D'mei Vlodis. In my time, Amakras, the Pasuk says, Kasha Yashus Lov Bala Isha, and as we explained, the Teri is Makbid on Boyle, and therefore, as long as this man is the father of the child, even if he's no longer married to this woman, he has a right to the D'mei Vlodis, and the woman has no right to the D'mei Vlodis at all. And before we continue, let's make a few points in this Gemara. So Taisus on Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis in Dino Maschal of Havalei Roi points out L'chayr L'fi Rabbi Akiva that just taught us that a man does not Yashin Kaifa because Kaifa is considered Roi, and the Ein HaBal Neitel B'Roi Kiv Muchzik. So L'chayr, why does the Gemara Maseches Bava Basra and Perek Yesh Neichlin need to bring another drasha in order to teach us the Ein HaBal Neitel B'Roi Kiv Muchzik, if L'chayr we should learn from the drasha that we just had of a Hamas Isha Isha, and we compare an Isha Ish, and therefore a husband does not Yashin his wife when the item is Roi, for example, like by Kaifar? And Taisus answers, if we would only have the Pasuk B'negei Kaifar, then one may think that the reason why a husband doesn't Yashin his wife's Kaifar is because she doesn't even have a right to Kaifar prior to dying, and the only Chiv that the owner of the Shar has is only once the person dies, as our Gemara just explained. However, a standard case of Roi is where the woman has a debt, and therefore she definitely has right to that money. It just wasn't collectible until after she dies, and therefore we may not think that in that case that the din would be that the husband would not yashin her, and maybe in that case we would think that he would have right to Yerusha, and that's why we need a pasuk. Taz continues that if we would only say the pasuk b'negei a standard case of roi, so we may think that it's only over there that we say the husband cannot collect b'roi k'muchzik. And for example, in a case where a woman receives Yerusha from her father after the woman dies, and she really had no connection to this money prior to her father dying and prior to her death. However, one may have thought that l'maisa, a husband can't collect kaifa of his wife, as although it's true that the owner of the shor is not chayiv to pay kaifa until the woman dies, but l'maisa, the action that causes the chayiv of kaifa already occurred. And as Taisa says, Aba kaifa de mechayim nasa chavala sha kaifa bal yada have a mean to neutral. In that case, we would still think that the husband would be able to receive kaifa and get it as Yerusha, and that is why we also need a pasuk b'negei kaifa of a hemis isha isha in order to teach us lahakish isha l'ish. And also, that brings down that the Brisa stated Nesin Nezek Tzal Isha that when Reuven hits a woman and she has a miscarriage, then the din is that Reuven is chayiv to pay Nezek and Tzar to the woman. And our Gemara doesn't mention Ripui Shevis and Boishes, and Taiz points out Naka Nezek Tzal Fishu Regilsu Shemitzah Eres Yosa, that he talks about Nezek and Tzar because it's normal that a woman will have greater Tzar Vigam Nefchasin Domea Kishamapels Ali Deaka Mikshiyildet is Bizbano, as there is a difference between a woman that has a miscarriage and the pain that she has, which is more than the pain and the damage that she has when she has a regular birth. And Taisus actually holds that when the Brisa stated Nezek and Tzar, it dafka meant Nezek and Tzar. However, Reuven would not be chayiv to pay to this woman Ripui or Sheves because Ochel Milsu she'in tzricha Ripui v'gam inim vatelis yesu melacha mishai yoledes. And in any case, when this woman would have had a regular child, she would have had Sheves in any case, and therefore Reuven's not chayiv for that. V'im taima, Taisus asks, Ubaish is my time alei chashiv, so why didn't the Brisa mention Baishes? And Taisus says, V'yishleim in the sky even lebayizel, bayizel potel Rab Shimon b'achayvo. The lemaisa would go and according to sheet of Rab Shimon that holds when someone had kavana to vayish Reuven and instead if he was vayish Rachel, then he is potel. And as Taisus continues that ab sukim b'negei a case where Reuven hit this woman who's mayish in the sky even hakas chaver v'hikra isha kepashta dekra. However, the sheet of Mekubetzis brings down that in chenami that agamur that brought down Nezek and Tzar does not mean to say that Reuven is potel for ripui shevis and bayishes and zaktu ra'ah that ripui the isha. The ripui goes to the wife. Sheves pshita the havi the baal she came meisi there shaloya and boishes nami le psika le milsa the zimna the shakul baal. Sometimes the husband will get it kagoyin shahi begolui as if this mum would be begolui. Therefore the busha would be to the husband and the husband would receive it. And since le psika le, therefore the brisa did not discuss this case. And let's see. Tesis at the top of the Mem Gimel Mudalaf, where Tesis points out Gush Namli typically Dmei Vlodes, that the Gemara said if we're talking about a case of Gusha, then why is it that the husband gets the Dmei Vlodes if L'chayyur they should split the value? And Zach Tesis the Kasach Daita to have the Gemara is the Ikri Bala Isha El Kshi Isha Tachtov. Then when the pasuk said the Bala Isha gets the Dmei Vlodes is only when he's married to this woman, and Tesis is bothered that L'chayyur if we're talking about a case where they're not married any longer, and therefore the words of Bala Isha do not apply in this scenario according to the Havmina, then L'chayyur why does the Gemara have a Havmina that they should split the Dmei Vlodes if L'chayyur at this point the woman should get the Dmei Vlodes and the husband should get nothing? And I am the Rajba who asked this question as well, and then he brings down V'yish Varim the Kosebu V'tishkal Isha Dmei Vlodes as Ein Chinami, that is the Gersa of the Gemara's question that the woman should receive the entire amount for the Dmei Vlodes. And I am another Rishonim who discussed this as well and have other Terutim. And finally the Gemara stated Afilu Bala Abiznus, that when the Pasuk states B'negei Dmei Vlodes Kashi Yashaslav Bala Isha, is not necessarily referring to the husband or wife, but any man who had beer with this woman, even if it was biznus, and this child belongs to that man, they would have a right to collect the Dmei Vlodes. And Tosfos brings from Yerushalmi, Bayu Rabbi Kiva, Baal Imai, Bala Chesai, Yochel Afhu, Bala Rayin. You would think that even if a person was mezana with his mother or with his sister, that the child would still be his, and therefore he would have a right to the Dmei Vlodes. Tamal Leimah, Baal, Oisah Shuroi, Likris Baal, Yatsu Elu, She'en Lemburin, Likris Baal, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues that we just stated that both Rabbi and Rav Nachman explained that the Braisa is talking about a case where this woman was divorced, and that's why the Nezek and Sar went to her Yashim and did not go to her husband. But the Gemara asked that L'chayra, why do we have to go and say it's talking about a specific case of a Gusha, if L'chayra Rabba and Rav Nachman L'shitasam could really say that the Braisa could be talking about a regular case where this woman was married to a man, and yet there's still a din that the Nezek and Sar would not be given to the husband and only given to her Yashim? And the reason is because there are cases where the payment of Nezek and Sar is considered Roy, and therefore the din would be that in Habal Naita Borei Kibimuchzik, just like the case of Kaifer. And the Gemara is V'nukba L'Rabba K'Gain Shigavu Mois, let us say that according to Rabba the case was where after Rachel died Reuven came to pay her with money, L'Rab Nachman K'Gain Shigavu Kaka, and according to Rab Nachman the case was where after Rachel died Reuven came to pay her for Nezek and Sar from Kaka. And as we will see in a moment, according to Rabba where someone collects money that's considered Roy, and according to Rab Nachman where someone collects Kaka that's considered Roy, and therefore the husband would not have a right to that payment. And the Gemara continues and tells us that we find this din of Rabba and Rav Nachman b'negei din of a Bechor, and we know a Bechor gets Pishnayim, but in a Bechor noitl Pishnayim b'roi k'b'muchzik. And b'negei that din, the Amar Rabba, Rabba said, gavu kaka yeshloi, if Reuven dies and he leaves over children, and after he dies they collect the debt of their father and they collect from kaka, then the Bechor would receive Pishnayim of their kaka, as that's not considered b'roi. And as Rashi over here explains, the high kaka is shtabed le'levuin, as this kaka was already meshubed to the father, and therefore that's not considered roi, as there was already a strong lien against this kaka. And as the Rashbam Masech Bava Basra states, "Uchemisha hoyle b'mashkan dami v'chashvil en muchzik litla b'chor pishnayim," and therefore it's included in the pasuk of b'chol hashim matzei loy, and the b'chor receives pishnayim. However, gavur mois in loy, if the debtor of their father pays them with money, then the b'chor would not receive pishnayim because milvloy tzonin, and therefore this is considered different money, and it's not considered that father had any chazak on this money, and therefore a b'chor would not receive pishnayim from any money that they receive as payment for a prior debt of their father. Therefore, the Gemara is that according to Rabba, L'chayr, we could say that a case of our Braisa is talking about where this woman dies. Reuven now comes to pay for his hezek and for tsar using money, and of course that's considered roi and ain a bal noitu b'roi k'b'muchzik. The Gemara continues to discuss the shita Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman says, b'negei a case of b'chor collecting pishnayim, gavu moisi ishloi, gavu kaka inloi, that a b'chor would receive pishnayim if the debtor comes and pays the debt from money. Rashi says that's not considered roi, the k'b'muchzik dami, shorei mois hilvabim, as the father lent money to this person, or mois nutlu, and now they receive money back. However, gavu kaka inloi, that a b'chor would not receive pishnayim if the debtor pays back for his debt using kaka. As Rashi explains, the kaka lo yaniach avim, v'havi roi, that since the kaka was not left to them by the father, therefore it's considered roi. And once again, the Gemara's question is that L'chir, Rav Nachman should explain that the Braisa is talking about a case where the woman dies, and now Reuven comes to pay for Nezek and Sar using kaka, and that would be considered roi, and therefore in a bal noit b'roi k'b'muchzik, and therefore both according to Rab and Rav Nachman, we didn't have to come up with the doichik and say that the Braisa is talking about a case where this woman was divorced. And the Gemara's teretz is going to be dependent on a machlekes that we have in Maseches Bava Basra between Rabbanon and Rebbe, and we won't get into the machlekes completely right yet, and we will just explain the Gemara's teretz in a very simple manner. As Amri, we explained Hanimilu b'Rav Rava Libra Rabbanon, that the only time the Rabban, Rav Nachman, had any machlekes was only according to the Shita of the Bnei Marava that went according to the Rabbanan Shita. However, Kikamri Hacha, Karebi, over here, the Gemara wanted to say that this Brisa could even be going like Rebbe, and according to Rebbe, there is no chilut between Gavu Kaka and Gavu Mais, and it's never considered Roy, and therefore in our Brisa, if Rachel dies and now Reuben comes to pay, and he wants to pay either with money or with Kaka, so in either case, since it's not considered Roy, so really the husband should be able to collect, and why does the Brisa state that the Yarshim have to collect? And therefore, since Rabbi and Rav Nachman wanted to say that our Brisa is going even according to the Shita Rebbe, therefore they had to say that our Brisa is talking about a case where this woman was divorced, and that's why her Yarshim receive her Nezek and Sar, and since they are divorced, therefore her husband doesn't have a right to Yashin her. And let us quickly point out what the Machlekes is between Bnei Merava or Libet Rabbanon and Rebbe, as the Bnei Merava according to Rabbanon hold that Bechor is not to Bishnaim B'milva, V'loi B'ribis, and a Bechor never takes Bishnaim B'ribis. And as Rashi brings, because they hold in Bechor not to Bishnaim B'shvach Sheshavchu Nechasov La'achem Misavien, and it's only in regard to this din of the Bnei Merava and Bnei Merava Rabbanon that Rabbi and Rabbi Nachman explain that just like a coin for Rabbanon, a Bechor would not be not to Bishnaim B'ribis, therefore Rabbi holds that the only time that Rabbanon said that a Bechor is not to Bishnaim B'milva is only a case where they would govern Kaka, as it's considered that the father was Muchzik. However, if you Rabbi, if the Yisraimah would now collect mice, then the Bechor would not be noit b'shnayim, as that would not be any better than the case of Ribbis. And Rav Nachman holds that just the opposite, that the only time that the Bechor would take b'shnayim is only when they collected the debt of the father after the father died from mice. But if they collect from Kaka, then they're not considered Muchzik, and therefore the Bechor would not have right to b'shnayim. However, Rebbe holds that the Bechor is noit b'shnayim b'milva as well as b'ribbis. And as Rashi says, that since the Bechor is noit b'shnayim, even b'shvach, even in Ribbis, the Chemuchzik dami, so therefore Kolshke Milva, therefore certainly in all cases of Milva that's paid back to the Yisraimim after the father dies, the Chaman de Gavi Dami, Loishna Gavi Kaka, Loishna Gavi Mais, and there is no difference if you collect Kaka or you collect Mais, and in all cases it's not considered that you collect in Barai, and it's considered that you Muchzik it, and therefore the Bechor would take Pishnayim, and therefore if this woman was still married to the husband should surely have a right to the Yerusha of her Nezek and Sar, and it wouldn't make a difference if Reuven pays to Nezek and Sar from Mais or from Kaka, it is always not considered Roy, and therefore the husband should have a right to Yerusha of Nezek and Sar. And Rashi just points out that Lemaisa, even according to Rabbi Kiva, he said that Kaifa is considered Roy, and Zok Rashi, Umiyah B'Kaifa, Afilu Rebbe Moided Royhu, that certainly be the Gay Kaifa, even Rebbe is Moided, that's considered Roy, and therefore the Baal is not Neitel B'Royka Muxuk, the Hoyle Ve'im by Shum Chir Mechayim, as since there was no Chir from when she was alive, Lehavik of Shvach Ramela, in that case we don't look at a Shvach Ramela. That's why specifically be the Gay Kaifa, did Rabbi Kiva teach us that the husband has no right to the Kaifa that will be paid for the death of his wife, and the Kaifa will always go to Har Yarshim. And the Gemara now continues and will bring two memories, one from Rish Lakish and one from Rabbah, and it seems that both memories are exactly the same. However, Rish Lakish is talking about Shleishim Shel Eved, and Rabbah is talking about Kaifa. However, as we will see in the Gemara, Daf Mem Gimel Beis, it'll come out that Rish Lakish will actually argue on the Din of Rabbah. Before we begin, let's point out that the Mishnah Daf Mem Dal Amud Aleph will teach us that if a Shor had Kavana to kill an animal and instead kill the person, then there would not be a chiv of skila for the animal. And the Gemara Daf Mem Dal Amud Beis will state, Kamisas Bailin Kach Misas Shor, that just like when a person kills someone, the only way that there's a chiv misa is if he had Kavana to kill that person. Therefore, the same applies when a Shor kills a person, that the only time it's chayiv skila is only if the Kavana was to kill that person, and not if he had Kavana to kill another animal. And our Gemara now begins, Om Eshlakish Shor Shehemish Tisa Eved Shalei B'Kavana Patim Shleishim Shkalim. If a Shor kills an Eved and is done Shalei B'Kavana, and therefore the Shor is definitely not going to be chayiv skila, so Patim Shleishim Shkalim, then it'll also be Pata from paying Shleishim Shkalim. Shenem, as the Pasuk says, Kasev Shleishim Shkalim Yitin La'adainov V'Ashor Yisokal. And therefore we learn out, Kolz Mashar Shor B'Skila Bailim Shalim Shleishim Shkalim, that the only time that there's a chiv to pay Shleishim Shkalim is only if the Shor has a chiv of skila. Ein Ashor B'Skila. However, the Shor does not have a chiv of skila, as in this case he didn't have a kavana. Ein Abaylim Shalim Shleishim Shkalim. And therefore the owner would not have to pay the knas of Shleishim Shkalim. And the Gemara continues with a similar din with the Gei Kaifa. Om Rabba and Rabba states Shor Shehem is Ben Chayrin Shleib Kavana Potem Kaifa, that if there's a Shor that kills Ben Chayrin but done unintentionally, then certainly the Shor is not chayiv skila, and the owner will be potter from Kaifa. Shinem, as the pasuk says, Hashor Yisokel Vegam Ba'olav Yumas Im Kaifa Yushis Olav Kaz Manch Hashor B'Skila Bailim Shalom Kaifa. And we learn out that any time that the Shor is a chayiv skila, then the owner has a chayiv to pay Kaifa in Hashor B'Skila. However, if the Shor does not have a chayiv skila in Bailim Shalom Kaifa, then the owner would not have a chayiv to pay Kaifa. And Ayin and Rashi Dio Maskel in Hashor B'Skila in Bailim Shalom Kaifa. The Rabbi Elazar the Amaleel, that we had a sheet of Rabbi Elazar on that Mem Alpha and Beis, that Ain Dini El B'Miskaven La'ar Gazer that he's certainly chaluk on this din of Rabbah. Rabbi Elazar will hold that even though the shul will be potter in Misa, the owner will still be chayiv to pay kaifa ayin sham. And the Gemara continues, Isvei Abaya, Abaya asks a question on Rabbah, that how can you tell us as a klal that in Ashar Beskila, in Bailim Misham Kaifa, if Lamaisa we have a brisa that states as follows, him is sure he is Pliny, if Reuben comes to Bezin and he admits that my shar killed Pliny, and therefore I'm chayiv kaifa, I shayrish Pliny, or he admits that my shar killed the shar of Shimon, Hareza Mishalim al Piatmai, then in both cases, Reuben will be responsible to pay, and in the first case, he'll have to pay kaifa, and in the second case, he'll have to pay for the shar of Shimon. Now, certainly, in the case where Reuben comes to Bezin and he was the one who admitted and told us that his shar killed someone, then certainly the shar would not be chayiv skila, as the only way to mimchayiv a shar skila is only similar to the way to mimchayiv a person that kills another person, Misa, that is only with Edim, and of course, if a person admits that I killed someone else, then certainly he would not be chayiv Misa, and therefore, certainly, where Reuben admits that his animal killed Shimon, then certainly the animal would not be chayiv skila. And even though that Reuven's animal is not going to be chayiv skila, we still say that Reuven's going to be chayiv to pay kaifa. And the Gemara states, "My lav kaifa." On the chayyur, the Bais is talking about a case where Reuven is coming to be responsible to pay kaifa. And the Bais stated, "How raise a mishalma piatzbai." And keep in mind that although we know that ma'id beknas is pata, but if someone's ma'id on kaifa, he will be chayiv. And certainly, if you demand the amma that kaifa is paid b'dmei nizik, then certainly it's the value of the nizik, and therefore kaifa is considered mammon. But even on the tzad that you pay the may mazik and kufr potentially is a kapara, even if a person is moida, then certainly he should be chayiv to pay in order to have a kapara. And certainly the din of kufr kapara is not similar to the case of knas where we have a klal or moida b'knas pata. And the Gemara answers loy that this is not a raya against Rabbah, because damim when the brisa states that a person will be mshalam piatmai, it doesn't mean that he'll pay kaifa, as ein chenami he will be pata from kaifa because of the klal of ein hashar b'skila in bailam mshalam kaifa. But lemaisa Reuven will still be responsible to pay for Shimon's death, and he will have to pay the value of Shimon based on the fact that he damaged Shimon. And just like if a person damages another person, he has to pay for his hezek. Therefore, certainly, if he kills him, then he certainly has to pay for that hezek. And as Rashi says, there is no din of kaifa where there's no skila of the shar. However, Rashi continues, and therefore, over here also, he has to pay the value of the nizik to the yarshim. And keep in mind that although according to the man Amar that kaifa is paid based on dmei mazik, then certainly there's nafkamina between kaifa and paying damim, as kaifa is paid based on dmei mazik, and certainly damim is paid based on dmei nizik. However, according to the man Amar that kaifa is also paid based on dmei nizik, so l'chayr was nafkamina between the din of kaifa and the din where someone will have to pay damim ayin in taisis. And the Gemara continues that Abaye is e damim. If you're telling me that the case of the Brice is talking about the owner of the shore paying damim in the sefer, let us see the sefer of the Brisa. As the Brisa continues, he mysterious avdei shel Pliny in mishalma piatmai, that if Reuven admits that my shor killed the eved of Shimon and therefore I'm chayiv to pay 30 shekelim to Shimon, then he will not pay al piatmai, because of course shloishim shel eved is considered knas and moider beknas is pata. And Abaye therefore is v'idamim amai loy. And if it's true that even when you're not chayiv kaifu, you're not chayiv shloishim shel eved, you're still chayiv to pay damim, so why does the Brisa state that you're not chayiv to pay anything if the Brisa should say that although the owner of this behemoth will be pata to pay the shleishim shel eved because moed beknas is pata, but the maisa, the owner of this behemoth, should be chayiv to pay for the value of the eved, just like he's chayiv to pay for the damage that he would cause to an eved. Therefore, certainly he should be chayiv for the value of the eved when he kills the eved. And the Gemara continues. So Amalei, Rabbi responds to Abaye, Chumul Shul Acha Reish Damim V'Sefer Knas. That really I could respond to you that the Reish is talking about a case of damim and telling us a chiddush b'negei damim, even though an owner is not responsible to pay for kaifa in this case, but he will be responsible to pay damim al piatmai. However, the sefer is focused on shleishim shel eved, as that is a greater chiddush in the sefer, that since it's shleishim shel eved and shleishim shel eved is a knas, therefore the din is that he wouldn't pay al piatmai because meidu b'knas is pata, and maybe that's why the Reish is talking about damim and sefer knas. Miu shenu dechika loy mishnina lecha, but the mice it's still a shenu dechika that the Reish is specifically not talking about kaifa and it's talking about damim, and the sefer is specifically talking about shleishim shel eved and not talking about damim. And ayin in the bottom tesis dim maschal Reish damim v'sefer knas, where he learns the habamin of the Gemara a bit differently than we learned, as Taisus asked, Hema, Ma Teretzuza, the Lachari, what is the Habamin of the Gemara that Rabba could have answered that Reisha Domim Vesefer Knas, Ayin Shom? Therefore, Rabba continues and explains, Idi V'idi B'domim, that really the Reisha and the Sefer both telling us a Chiddush B'negei Domim, and the Reisha is telling us that the owner is going to be responsible to pay Domim in place of kaifa. However, the Sefer is telling us that in the case where a shor kills an eved, even if the owner of the behema is not going to be chayiv shleishim shel eved because he's moed beknas and therefore he's potah, he will still not be chayiv to pay damim either. And Rabbah continues that daf mem gimel beis and explains what is the nafka mina between a case where a shor kills a ben chayin, where the owner will be responsible to pay damim, and where a shor kills an eved, where the owner will not be chayiv to pay damim. And the Gemara explains miu ben chayin mishtam kaifal piatmai, that since we find b'negei a case where an animal kills a ben chayin, that it's possible to find a case where the owner of the behemoth will pay kaifa, even where the chayiv will come al piatmai. And behechi damim was that example, the asu sadi v'sidu bei dekatal, that if two edim come and they say that the shor Ruvain killed Shimon, therefore certainly at this point Ruvain shor is definitely chayiv skila. However, we're not sure if the shor is a tam or if it's mu'ud. And of course, if it's a tam, then Ruvain is not chayiv to pay kaifa. And if it's a mu'ud, then Ruvain is chayiv to pay kaifa as well. In that case, if Ruvain admits that my shor is mu'ud, then he would pay kaifa al piatzmai, because of course kaifa is not considered a knas. And since in this case the shor is going to be chayiv skila, therefore of course it works into the klal of Rabbah that calls matcha shor b'skila. So bailam misham kaifa, and that's why the bailam in this case would pay kaifa. And therefore Rabbah continues hechad leka edim. So also in a case where there are an edim that this animal killed someone, and the only way that we know the animal killed someone is al piatzmai, then although the shor will not be b'skila misham damim, so the din is that Ruvain will still pay for the value of Shimon. However, gabe eved b'negei a case where an animal kills an eved she'ein mishalom knas al piatzmai, where we can never find an example with the owner of a behemoth that admits that his animal killed an eved, that he will be chayiv knas, because certainly moed b'knas will be pato. And as Rabbi explains behechi dami, and what is my example, as the asu edim v'asidu be dekotol, as even in a case where edim come and they actually testified that this shor killed an eved, and therefore certainly this shor is chayiv skila. However, lo yodoy, we still don't know itamava imurava, if the shor is a tam, and therefore the owner is not going to be chayiv shleishim shel eved, or if it's a mu'ud, and therefore the owner is going to be chayiv to pay shleishim shel eved. And the owner says mu'udu, that it was a mu'ud, loy mishtam knas al piyatzma. Certainly in that case, the din is that he will not pay the knas of shleishim shekel, because b'yidu b'knas is pata. Therefore, hechad leka edim, if there are no edim at all that testify that this shor killed an eved knani, and the only way that we know that the shor killed an eved is only through the owner himself, then loy mishtam damim, then in this case, the owner will not even be responsible to pay for the value of this eved knani. And although it is the words of the Gemara, however, of course, it's a very dachistic achilah between the case of a shor that kills a ben chayim without edim and the case of a shor that kills an eved knani without edim. And I am the achrinim who discussed the nafkamina between these cases according to Rabbah. And the Gemara continues, Masr Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak will now ask a question on this teretz the Rabbah just gave, where he was mechal between a case where it is an owner of a shor who killed a person and there were no edim, and the owner was the one who actually admitted that his shor killed this person, that the owner would not be chayiv kaifa, but it would be chayiv damim. And Rabbah then said that if there's a case where there's an animal that kills an eved knani, and the only way we know about it is al piatzmai, not only will the owner of this animal be pata from shleishim for killing the eved knani, because it might be knas is pata, but it'll also be pata from damim. Lamaisa, as we will see, the Brisa seems to say that there is no chilut between a case where an animal kills a ben chayin or he kills an eved knani, that the owner will be chayiv damim, as the Brisa states, kol shechayiv ben chayin chayiv be'eved. All chayivim that apply in a case where a shor kills a ben chayin apply in a case where a shor kills an eved knani, bein b'kayfa bein misa, and doesn't make a difference if we're talking about kayfa or misa. And the Gemara asks, kayfa be'eved mi'ikah, how could the Brisa says kol shechayiv ben chayin chayiv be'eved, and we're talking about kayfa, if kayfa is not shaykh by an eved at all, as an owner doesn't pay kayfa where his animal kills an eved knani, and he pays shleishim shkolim, and therefore the Gemara says el la b'damim, it must be that this Brisa is talking about where the owner is now coming to pay for damim. And you see that any time you chayiv to pay damim by ben chayin, you'll also chayiv to pay damim by an eved knani. And the chayiv Rabbah just said that ben gei eved knani, there is never a chayiv to pay damim. And the Gemara tells us ikad amri, some say who meisav la who mufarik la. Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak asked this question on Rabbah, and Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak brought the teretz. And ikad amri, others say amalei Rabbah, that Rabbah responded to Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, and Rabbah defended his own teretz. In either case, the teretz is the halchiktani. This is how to understand this brisa, that kol shechayiv ben chayin bekavon al pi edim kayfa. At any time we have a normal case where there are two edim that come to Bezin and they say that Ruvain's axe killed Shimon and killed the ben chayin, and certainly in that case the shor will be chayiv skila and the owner of the shor will be chayiv to pay kayfa. And in a similar scenario, chayiv be'eved knas, that certainly if there are edim that say that this shor killed the eved knani, then certainly that shor will be chayiv skila and the owner of the shor will be chayiv to pay shleishim to the odin of the eved knani. The writer then continues, shechayiv ben chayiv shloy bekavan al pi edim damim. And in the scenario where Reuven is chayiv to only pay damim to Shimon, and for example, where there's edim that Reuven shor killed Shimon, but with shloy bekavana, and therefore Reuven shor is not chayiv skila, and that's why Reuven won't be chayiv to pay kaifa, but ultimately Reuven will have to pay damim. In that same case, chayiv eved shloy bekavana al pi edim damim. And in the case where edim come and testify that Reuven shor killed an eved knani, but the shor did so shloy bekavana, and therefore it's not chayiv skila. In that case, the reason why Reuven is going to be potter from paying the shloishim and the knas of the eved, not because of meid beknas potter, but instead is based on the din that we had from Rish Lakish previously on that mem gimel lav that ina shor beskila ina baidlim shalom and shloishim shkalim. However, in that case, there would be a chiv to pay damim, and there would not be a ptur of damim, even though this seems to be a very dachik pshat in this brisa. However, lemaisa, since the brisa did not make sense because it stated bein bekayif bein misa, and as we said kayif beever miyika, and we had to in any case make a change to the brisa, so therefore we make other changes to brisa as well. And it's important to know when the brisa says kol shechayiv zok rashi hachi prusha brisa the tani kol labem moedim pi atzmai kai, it's not talking about a case where Reuven is moed at all elabad das edim, but it's talking about that there was testimony of edim kistam kol boi lebezin, just like any other case where someone comes and testifies in bezin. However, the reason why this shor was not chayiv skila and was not chayiv shloishim shaleved and was not chayiv kaifa was because it was shloi bekavana. And therefore, as we explained, and as Rashi points out, Rados Edim, and in a case where there is Hagadus Edim that tells us that this shor killed a person or killed an Avaknani, like a midim mechayivus beben chayin delay mechayiv eved, there is no obligation either benegeya kaifa or shloishim or benegeya damim that you will chayiv benegeya ben chayin and you'll not be chayiv by an eved ayin sham. And the Gemara continues, Omalei Rava, so Rava says to Rabba that if you're telling me that in a case where a person's shor damages a ben chayin or damages an eved and they're not chayiv kaifa or shloishim shel eved, then they will be chayiv to pay for damim. So ishe shloi bekavana al pi edim nishalom damim. So l'chayiv, even in a case where a person makes a fire and the fire goes and kills Shimon, then l'chayiv Reuven should have to pay for the value of Shimon. And Ayin Rashi explains ishe nami the lazy b'teres kaifa nishalom damim shloi bekavana. Then l'chayiv, if Reuven had a fire that went and killed someone, and since there's no din of kaifa, then l'chayiv Reuven should have to pay the value of Shimon. The yeshu b'teres nizokin because l'maisa is chayiv for the hezek that he caused to Shimon. And Rashi continues that Rav is dafka talking about a case where shloi bekavana. However, mir bekavana, if Reuven set this fire in order to kill Shimon, pshitel on the potter, then certainly Reuven will be potter to come with Rabbani, as then we would have a klal of come with Rabbani. And the Rishonim are bothered that how could Rashi say that bekavana would be potter from paying for damim because come with Rabbani, then l'chayy even shloi bekavana would still be the klal of tanu vechizkia chayv mishi shaking up tur mitashlumin. And Taisus points out in the bottom of the only Taisus on this amid the dafka libi demanda amid ishu mishum maynai that Rav's din is only going according to Reish Lakish that holds that the chiyuv of eish is mishum maynai the havi dumi the shor, as that is similar to a case of shor, as in both cases it was his money that killed a person and therefore yichayev for damim aval manda amid ishu mishum chitzav haynu adam amazik. And therefore Taisus also points out closer to the beginning of Taisus v'lav dafka ishu shloi bekavana the kolshkin ishu bekavana that certainly the din would apply if Reuven created this ish bekavana in order to kill Shimon. And Rishonim explained that the reason why Rav speaks about a case of shloi bekavana is because he wanted to mimic the case that we just brought of Rabba, where he spoke about a case of shloi bekavana. And our Gemara now is that l'chayr by the fact that Rav asked this question, so it's mashma that he holds that if Reuven's fire kills a person, that Reuven will not be chayiv to pay for his damim. And therefore the Gemara is umnali l'Rav d'le mishalim. That has Rav know that this is not true, as maybe the din would be that Reuven will actually be chayiv to pay for the damim of Shimon. And Elaim Minitan, if you're going to tell me that Rav knows this din from the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Beis, which stated, if there was a gdi that was tied to a stack of grain, the Eved Samachlai, and the Eved was not tied down, and it was close to it, Vinisafimai, and the goat gets burnt up together with the stack of grain, and the Mishnah teaches us that Reuven is chayiv for the gdi as well as for the Gadish, and he's potter for the Eved because the Eved could have run away. However, Kafaslai, Vigdi Samachlai, Vinisafimai, potter. The Mishnah continues that Eved was tied down to the stack, and the gdi was close to it, and the din is that even though the Eved is killed and the gdi is killed, and the owner is potter for paying for the Eved or for the gdi, and Rashi points out that Rav holds that there is no concept of coming to Ramene, and even though the Eved was tied down to the Gadish, and therefore the Eved couldn't escape, and there's no svar of Hailul Avreach, the owner would not be chayiv in this case because we're going according to the Mandama that Isha Meshum Meinai, and therefore even though this Eved could not escape, the owner would not be chayiv Misa based on killing this Eved, as his money killed the Eved, and he didn't kill the Eved. And therefore Rashi explains that the reason why the owner of the Eish is potter for the Gdi is because the Gdi should have run away, and the reason why he's potter for the Eved is Meshum the Ein Teshlum al the Eved al b'makom knas Das Bishar Mu'ed, that the only time there is a concept of paying for the value of an Eved is only in the case of a Shar Mu'ed, as since in the case of Shar Mu'ed, the Torah is Mechadish to us that there's a Knas of Shleshim Shel Eved, so therefore when Shleshim Eved is not relevant, then you would pay for the value of the Eved. However, when someone's Ish damages and kills an Eved, then there is no Chiv of Shleshim, and there is no Chiv of Damim either. And therefore, L'chari, from this Mishnah, it seems to be a Raya to this idea that Rav stated that there is no concept of paying value when Reuven's Ish kills someone, and the Gemara says that that's incorrect understanding of this Mishnah, because Amr Reish Lakish explained, Kagayin Shehitzu Beguva Shel Eved, the Kimloin B'Ramnei, that even according to Reish Lakish, you hold that Isha is Mishum M'maynai, and even so, the din is that you're not chayiv to pay for the Eved, as Reuven didn't only make him fire, and then that fire went and traveled and killed the Eved Kanani, but the case was where Reuven actually put the fire on the Eved himself, and therefore he was chayiv for killing the Eved, and because he was chayiv for killing the Eved, therefore based on Kamloin B'Ramnei, Reuven is potter for paying the value of the Eved to its owner. But Einach Hanami, potentially, if there would not be a din of Kamloin B'Ramnei, then maybe Einach Hanami, Reuven would have to pay for the value of the Eved to his Adain. And the Gemara continues, V'elam Ehod Tanya, maybe this Raya to Rav's Yesoid, that the din is that if someone kills someone through his Eish, he's not going to be Chayiv Damim, is from the following Raisa, that the Raisa states, Chayim Be'ish Mimbar, that the Chumra of Eish over the Nezek of Bar is, She'ish Mu'edas Lechol Bein Dav Raila, Bein Dav She'in Raila, that Eish is Mu'ed to consume something that's ready for it and something that's not ready to it, as we explained previously, Masha'in Kim Mibar. However, by Bar, that's not the case. V'ilu She'ish Mishalem Mishalem B'Kavana Damim, Masha'in Kim Mibar, like Tani. However, the Raisa did not say another chilut between Eish and Bar, that Benigeya Eish, if your Eish kills someone and it's done Shalem B'Kavana, then you would be chayiv to pay Damim for the value of the person that he killed. However, that chayiv does not occur Benigeya Bar, because even if a person is killed in someone's Bar, you're not chayiv for Mises Adam, as the Pasuk says, Shavloy Adam. And therefore, by the fact that the Braisa doesn't give this chiluk, it's muchach that if a person kills someone with his eish, he would not be chayiv damim. And the Gemara answers, Dilma Tana Vishaya, that's not necessarily a raya, because Lemaisa, the Tana of the Braisa, did not necessarily state all the chilukim between eish and bar. And really, there is another chiluk between eish and bar, as if someone's eish kills a person, then it would be chayiv damim. However, if a bar kills a person, you would not be chayiv damim. And therefore, the Gemara doesn't have a raya to prove that according to Rava, certainly the din is that if someone's eish kills a person, then you would not be chayiv damim. And therefore, the Gemara continues and explains that Rav Gufay Abayim Abayilei, really, Rav himself was unsure as to the din when a case where someone's Eish kills someone, if the one that created the Eish will be chayiv to pay the value of the person that he killed, or he's not chayiv to pay that value, he's not chayiv for damim. The Gemara explains that Rav Adashayla, Eish Shalei B'Kavana, Mi Misham Damim Eloi, if someone has an Eish that goes and kills someone, would you be chayiv to pay for the value of that person or not? Mi Amina Gabishar Hu, the Kavana Misham Kaifa, do we say that since B'Negei Ashar, the Torah tells us that the shark kills a person with kavana and they are edim, so the owner of the shark is chayav kaifa shishloi bekavana mishalom damim. Therefore, when the axe goes and kills someone shloi bekavana, the owner is at least chayav to pay for damim. However, avol isha the bekavana loy mishalom kaifa shloi bekavana namid loy mishalom damim. However, benegei ish, we don't find that Torah is mechayav anyone to pay kaifa. So therefore, even shloi bekavana and even bekavana according to Tesis, you not pay damim. Or you deal with the other side of Rava is kiven gabi shari shloi bekavana avgav leka kaifa mishalom damim. Or do we say that let's look at a shor shalei b'kavana, and we know that if a shor kills someone and was done shalei b'kavana, that there is no din of kaifer, and yet Rabba taught us that you would pay damim, and therefore Rabba wants to state by extension that potentially we would say gabi ishe nami avagab d'kavana le mishalom kaifer shalei b'kavana mi mishalom damim. Now, although if someone kills someone with eish, there is never a din of kaifer. However, maybe we would say that if you kill someone with eish shalei b'kavana, you at least pay damim. And the Gemara ends off le yadinan teku, and the Gemara ends off with a teku, and some anagaris both of these phrases, and they either goes the words v'loyadinan or teku, as otherwise it's repetitive. And the Gemara continues that although in Amud Aleph and throughout the sugya we just were speaking about the din of Rabba that shor shehem is ben chayin shalei b'kavana is potter mikayfa. However, our Gemara now continues ki aser Rav Dimi on Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael. He said over near Rabbi Yechon that kayfa matam alei min kayfa b'negei kayfa. The pasuk states if kayfa yushas love v'nasam pidi nafshay kechol ashe yushas love. And l'chayyur the pasuk could have said v'kayfa and didn't say im kayfa. And therefore Rabbi Yechon learned the rabbi's kayfa shalei b'kavana. That even if an animal kills someone shalei b'kavana and therefore he's not chayiv skila, he would still be chayiv kaifa. And the Gemara continues that Amalei Abaya now is Rav Dimi that lechira, just like we had the din on Amud Aleph from Rabba that shor shehem is ben chayin shalei b'kavana is potter mikayfa. We also had the din of Reish Lakish that shor shehem is ever shalei b'kavana is potter mishleishim shkolim. And therefore Abaya is Rav Dimi that lechira, just like Rabbi Yechon argued on Rabba b'negei kaifa, since the pasuk says im kaifa and it's coming to Rabbi's kaifa shalei b'kavana ke kaifa b'kavana, therefore Zokta Abaye Elam Ata Eved Nami Benigayan Eved as well. Matam Leme Im Eved, word of Im by Im Eved is also extra. And Lechayor Rabbi Yechanan Shor also learned from that. The Rabbis Eved Shalei Bekavana Ke Eved Kavana. And even if Reuven Shor kills an Eved Knani Shalei Bekavana, and therefore the Shor is not Chayiv Skila, but still Reuven should be Chayiv to pay Shleishim, and there should not be a Ptura of Shleishim Shel Eved. Vechitei Machinami. And if you can tell me that in Chinami, the Rabbi Yechanan would also argue Reish Lakish, Vam Reish Lakish, but Reish Lakish said before Shor Shemi says Eved Shalei Bekavana, Patam Shleishim Shkolim. Gemara answers Amalei. So of course Rav Dimi responded to Abaya, Gavra Gavra Karamis. How can you ask me a Kasha from Reish Lakish Shita to Rabbi Yechanan Shita? As in Chinami, just like Rabbi Yechanan argues on the Shita of Rabba Benigei Kaifa, Rabbi Yechanan would also argue on the Shita Reish Lakish Benigei Shleishim Shel Eved. And I am the Shita of Kubetzes who brings him on the road that the Havmina was Umad Rami Sava the Kivin Reish Lakish Talmid to Rabbi Yechanan Minei Kibla, that since Reish Lakish was a Talmid of Rabbi Yechanan, therefore it must be Reish Lakish heard this din from Rabbi Yechanan and he was mekabel this from Rabbi Yechanan. And of course it's still Tzarech Bia, as we find all over Shas that Rabbi Yechanan and Reish Lakish are always by Plukta. The Gemara continues that we just brought a din that Rav Dimi brought in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, and the Gemara continues ki asu Ravin or Rabbi Yechanan. When Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, he said over the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Eved Matam Leme Im Eved. Since Benigayah the Knas of Shleishim Shekel of an Eved, the Torah could have said Eved, and instead it used the term of Im Eved. The Rabbis Eved Shlei Bekavana Ke Eved Kavana, and this teaches us that if there's a shor that kills an Eved Knani and it does so Shlei Bekavana and it's not Chayiv Skila, the owner of the shor will still be Chayiv to pay Shleishim. And therefore, from Ravin's din, we see clearly that Rabbi Yechanan actually argued not only on the din of Rabba, but also on the din of Reish Lakish. And the Gemara continues and discusses the din of Reish Lakish, that would seem that Rabba and Reish Lakish agree with each other, but the Gemara actually says that Reish Lakish would not agree to the din of Rabba, as although Reish Lakish holds in Ashar Beskila, in a Baitel Mishalim and Shleishim Shkolim, but he would disagree with Rabba, and he actually holds that even though in Ashar Beskila, the Baitel would still pay Kaifa based on the Limud that Rabbi Yechanan brought. And the Gemara therefore is bothered that Lachira in Reish Lakish himself, there seems to be a stira that Benegiah, the din of Eved, he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yechanan's drusha from the words of Eved, the Rabbis Eved Shalei Bekavana Ke Eved Kavana, Mashenkin Benegiah, the din of Kaifa, he does hold like the din of Rabbi Yechanan that you learn out from Kaifa, that the Rabbis Kaifa Shalei Bekavana Ke Kaifa Bekavana. And the Gemara therefore asks, the Reish Lakish Nami name him, the Eved Ema Eved Leidarish, that since he doesn't agree with the limud of Rabbi Yechanan, Benegiah and Eved, and he learns that if the animal is not Chayev Skila, then the owner is not Chayev to pay the Knas of Shleishim Shekel, so Kaifa and Kaifa Nami Leidarish, and Lachayev Reish Lakish should also agree to the din of Rabba, that if there's an animal that's not Chayev Misa, then the owner should not pay Kaifa, like Rabba stated, and the Gemara states, Amri Loi, that that's not necessarily true, as Eved Im Eved Leidarish, that although it's true, the Reish Lakish actually disagrees with Rabbi Yechanan, but the gated words of Im Eved, and he doesn't dash on that, Kaifa Im Kaifa Darish, however, Reish Lakish agrees to Rabbi Yechanan, they dash into the word Im Kaifa, in order to be Ma'aba, Kaifa Shalei Bekavana, Ka Kaifa Bekavana, and the Gemara asks, Ma'ishna, and what is the chil between two drushes, the one he accepts and one he doesn't accept, and the Gemara explains, you have to look at the words and what the context was when we stated these words in the Torah, as Eved Im Eved like Siv B'Makom Tashlumin, as when it says the word Im Eved Yigach Hashar Oma, and then it says Kesu Shleishim Shkolim Yitlan Dun V'Ashar Yisakal, but the Maisa was talking about the Eved being Shtoyis by the Shar, and wasn't talking about Tashlumin. And therefore, as Rashi says, Ulgufei Yisrich L'Chalik Ben Eved L'Ben Chirin, and therefore we needed the word Im Eved to teach us that there's a difference between a Shar that kills an Eved Knani that only pays 30, and a Shar that kills a regular Ben Chirin, where the owner would be Chayiv Kaifer. However, we can't learn a din b'digeya shalei b'kavana that you'd still be Chayiv shleishim shel Eved. Masha inkein kaifer im kaifer k'sib b'makom tashlumin. The words im kaifer is stated directly b'digeya the actual din of tashlumin, and therefore the limud of im kaifer is going to be directly related to the chiyuv of the owner to pay kaifer, and therefore we learn out that it's coming to be ma'abo that the owner is even going to be Chayiv kaifer even in a case where the shor is not Chayiv skila, and that's why although Reish Lakish argues with Rabbi Yechanan b'digeya din of tashlumin of shleishim shel Eved, he does not argue on Rabbi Yechanan b'negei din of Kaifa, and b'negei Kaifa he argues on Rabba, and he holds like Rabbi Yechanan, even in a case where an animal kills a person and he's not chayiv skila because it was done, for example, shleib kavana, still the owner of the animal will be chayiv to pay Kaifa, and we will stop over here.